So we are up to Perek Dalet. Ois Yudalet. Amazing Musar Haskell, he tells us here. It's amazing Musar Haskell, and it's amazing how he got where he got it from. It's Geshmak. Pa'amim, there are times. Tekev Kishamascha Lulmoy, V'leilech B'derech Hayashar. At the beginning, right when a person begins their quest to finding the MS, right? So a person searching and searching to find the truth. And they start finding the truth, and not quite to find the truth, but you know, they're getting chazak, they're doing well, they're doing strong. Now the Yetzirah kicks in. You know, the Gemara said that we say in the tefillahs every day, we say that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should help us from the Satan, that's the Lashon, of Satan milafaneinu u'me'achareinu. We should take away the Satan from before us and from behind us. So what's the before, what's the after? What's the Satan in front of us and what's the Satan behind us? So the Mefarshim say the Satan before is the Satan doesn't let you do the Avera. The Satan after, now he already did it. What should he do? He already did the mitzvah. Right? So the Satan before is one, I don't want you to do the mitzvah. But now took away the Satan behind us after we did the mitzvah. What's the Satan after we did it? Says the Goyin, Machnes ha-yetzara geyus b'liboy. Right away you become a balgai. So till now, you know, I don't know where I was going to go. I don't know if I was going to do the mitzvah or not. But now I become a balgaiva. So that's the threat. The risk of after the mitzvah is, I'm pretty a hot shot. Look at me. Shekvar higia l'mayla el yoyna. I'm doing pretty good. V'shekvar nizbatol mimenu shlitas yetzer. Actually, I have the yetzer down pat now. Look, it went a week. I went to Minyan on time. That's it. I don't have to worry about the yetzer anymore. I have them. So now you rest on your laurels. So the gaiva forces the person to a place where now they're comfortable. So this is the threat of what happens after you do the mitzvah. The idea gaiva, what's the response to the gaiva? Bo l'chlal kas. Gaiva brings people to anger because people who things don't go their way get angry. If a person knows it's not meant to go your way, so you won't get angry that it doesn't, because you know you're an onav. You realize, listen, Hashem has a plan for me. You know, calm down. What's your issue? Eina mitarim and uchmoy shemayim. No. So what's the only way to get out of this? Aval beemes haTorah nimshula lemikvah. The Torah is like a mikvah. Uchmoy shemayim eina mitarim. And just like a mitzvah will not be matar you at shekol gufay oilaben unless you're totally immersed in it, kach b'Torah at shekol gufay yuchdash b'em kechardol. The Torah is not going to do anything to you until you use it to smash up your bad midas into mustard powder. Okay, so now you guys are like mustard powder. Where'd you get this from? What's the guy talking about exactly? Okay. So, but what's his point? His point is you cannot become tar until you submerge yourself entirely in the Torah. So a guy did a few mitzvahs. It's like his pinky went in. Okay, very nice. Your pinky went in. You think you come tar from your pinky? Now you pull your pinky out. You think it's good? Nothing happened yet. Yeah. So this is the threat. The threat is the gaiva puts you in a place that you think, wow, I conquered the world. Where is this going? Again, like you said, this person, the author of this book, where did this going come from? So like we've mentioned before, there's a few sources for all these goings. One of the sources is, you know, the Mishlei, the going in Mishlei. And another source is the going on the Pirush of the Gemara by Rabba Bar Barchan. There were stories mentioned, said by Rabba Bar Barchan, that he had these wild stories, and the Goyim takes them to mean lessons, and that takes them as Mesholim for a concept. So what was the story of Rabba Bar Barchan? The story was that, as it says, Rabba Bar Barchan, those who go down to the sea have told me that there are 300 parses between one wave and the other. They said, one time, We were walking along a path, and a wave lifted us high, so high that we could see the resting place of the smallest star. It was as big as a field where one could sow, one could plant 40 bushels of mustard seed. Had we been lifted any higher, we would have been burned by the star's heat. What in the world does Rabbi Bar Bachana say? Right? It's total soid. What's he saying? So says the Goyen, here's what he's saying. He's saying we were going down the ocean path. That means that we're traveling, we're going somewhere, we're steiging, we're getting somewhere. All of a sudden a wave hits. The wave took us up high into the Shemayim. What's the wave? The wave is the gaiva. The wave is the challenges along the way. You're trying to cross the ocean. Life is, like we said, from Ninveh, right? Life is about crossing the ocean. You got a message to deliver. You got a job to do. You're crossing the ocean. But we got it. We moved forward. We're on, you know, but then all of a sudden a wave hits. The wave is the taivas. The wave is the challenges. And what was this particular wave? It took us high up to the heaven. This is the wave of gaiva. And the gaiva comes right when you start. And it took me up. Where did it take me up to? Till I could see the smallest star. It says, what's the star? The star is the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim from afar look pretty small. When you see them up close, you see how big they really are. So he says, oh, I was already able to be, I was in the area of the smallest tzaddik. I was already in the area of the tzaddikim. That's it. I started, I'm a tzaddik. I'm already up there with the stars. That's it. Now, how big was the star? The stars, but he says, what happened at the end? Had we been lifted any higher, we would have been burnt by the star's heat. The gaiva at some point would have come to haunt us and realize we're no tzaddik, man, right? We would have fallen straight. What does a wave do? Wave gets you up there. But guess what? It doesn't stay up there forever. Bam, right? So a wave hit, and this is the challenge of the gaiva. What did it tell me? I saw up there a field that you could sow 40 saw of mustard seed. What's it saying? Mustard seed is very, very bitter. It's very bitter. If you put it on food, it ruins it. Mustard seed is bitter. But the only way it's edible, no one ever ate mustard seed. The only way it's edible is if it's crushed into powder and then it turns into a spice. And then not only does it become not bitter, it helps enhance the food that you put it on. So he says, what I learned was, I can't be in Valgaiva, I can't stay up there. The only way to be successful is if I become like the mustard seed, which is that you got to pound yourself, meet this down until you break them down. Once you break them down, then not only does it not hurt you, not only is it not bitter, now that all that challenge, that challenge itself, that mida is going to be able, like a spice, it's going to make everything taste better. Now you can become a better person based on the challenge. If you work on it and you don't just sit yourself high up there on the wave, but you actually work like the mustard seed, a mashal, you work on it. Now all those challenges are going to be, the more crushing you do, the more tasty the mustard is. And not only the more tasty the mustard is, when you put on that hot dog, it's even more geschmack, right? So the it's going to help everything that you do. But how big was the field? 40 saw, says the Goyin, because the 40 saw is the mikvah. That's the share of the mikvah. What's the share of the mikvah? The mikvah is the Torah. The Torah, when a person puts themselves into the Torah, that helps them crush that mustard seed. Until so when the wave of gaiva hits, person's got to remind themselves, let me immerse myself in Torah more, going to that field of mustard seed, which is 40 saw big, and that will help crush my midas, protect the midas. This is how the Goyen learns up that Gemara. It's not unbelievable, right? So it takes it from being a Gemara of some fast, you know, a fantasy to being a huge, you know, limud of Musa. Now, can I have the Rambam Tahara, Sefer Tahara there? So the this concept that the mikvah is the mikvah is Torah is really an open Rambam. Okay, there's actually a funny story. Last Thursday night, there was a guy here in the Beis Medrash, and it was about midnight. It was about midnight, and I was leaving the Beis Medrash. And before I get to the story, let me just read you the Rambam. So the Rambam says the following. It's unbelievable, Rambam. The Rambam says that the concept of a mikvah, do not think, now anyone who thinks this obviously was never in a mikvah, but he said, do not think that the mikvah actually cleans you. Right? Because that's not the case. The mikvah is not there to physically clean you. There's no Irish spring, you know, the point of the mikvah is not to clean you. Elo gzeres hakosavi. It's a mitzvah. It's a chayk. You go into this body of water, you become pure. It's a chayk. It's not there to make sense. Gzeres hakosavi. V'adavar toli b'kavanas aleid. And it has to do with your kavan when you go into the mikvah. And that's why the afal pikein, however, remez yesh b'davar. There is a remez. Kishim she'mechavin liboy l'tahir. When you mechavin liboy kivat she'tov al tahar. Once you become tar, really nothing happened, but you become tar, right? Here too. Kach, hamechaven liboy letar anafsha mitumas anafashas. If a person is struggling in a physical, in a spiritual way, they're struggling with bad thoughts, or they're struggling with aveiros. Kivan shehiskin beliboy lifroish. Once a person decides not going to do it, vehevi nafshoi b'mei hadas. And he puts his nefesh inside the water of knowledge. That's what he calls the Torah. Mei hadas, the water of das, hareyu oimer, that cleanses you. So the Rambam says that the Torah is like the mei hadas. It's like the water of das. It's like a mikvah, and it cleanses the person. And that was the remez that the Gra was saying, that when they saw the Gemara, the Chachamim chose to use the mushel of the mustard seed, and the size of the field was 40 saw to give this remez. That a person can use the Torah as a mikvah to help crush their mustard seed into something that will help them. So there was a guy here at midnight. So he says he was learning. He came from, I never saw him before. He came from outside the community. And he said, this is the only base medrash. It's open at this, this is the only base medrash. I can learn it. And he stuck to learning for a while. And, midnight I was leaving. And he says, is there a mikvah around here? So I said, yeah, you're in it already.
Okay.
you're learning Gemara. What do you have to, where are you going? where are you running? You don't run or close the Gemara to run out. But anyway, the point is that this is the limit of the Gemara. So now when the Gemara says this idea, you understand what he means. He says, is like a mikvah. You have to go in. We didn't know what that meant when you read it. The Torah will purify you when you treat your meat like mustard. We had no clue what that meant when we read it, but now we understand the depth of what he's saying. Right, when you crush it, it becomes sweet, it becomes tasty, and that challenge itself makes the thing that you're, the challenge, even the challenge itself is what you grow from. Okay.
What do you mean a break?
It means that the gaiva, let's say, for example, right? Don't let the gaiva make you proud and make you feel you're better than anyone else. What you do is, right, because the guy turns you into kas, I'm in charge, I'm awesome, I'm great. No, you don't let that mead get to your head. You say, you know what, I did accomplish something. Now let me accomplish more. I see, use the guy in a good way. Say, look, I actually accomplished something. I actually am able to do something. I should have self-esteem. You know what, I actually put my mind to something and I did it. So if I put my mind to more, I'll do even more. So you take the guy and you create from that gaiva that you started feeling good about what you accomplished. So now it could go two ways. It could take a life of its own and you just become like, oh, I'm awesome. I'm great. I conquered the world. Or you say, no, look what I did. Look, that felt good. That felt really good. I put my mind to something, accomplished something. Now I have so much more to do. Now I can accomplish even more. Look what I can do with a little bit of concentration, right? So you crush the gaiva from pushing you forward and you use it towards making yourself a better person. Just the opposite. Right, so that's the lesson. I think it's very powerful, very important. All right, so shkarach everybody, shkarach and Chanukah, chag sameach, and to continue. Shkarach Dov. See you. We'll wait for Isaac tomorrow.
Yeah, I followed up with him. He didn't. It's an already sack. Marco Shamir is another already sack.
Okay, we'll find
him. I thought I recruited him, but I guess he didn't show up.
We'll get him. Okay, we'll see you.